When philosophy professor Mike Gore and his wife were looking for a place to retire, they took a trip from Illinois to New York's Finger Lakes region.
We first drove into Skaneateles. I looked around and I said, I think I can live here. And so we did.
But not long after they moved to the nearby town of Niles, the Gores got an unwelcome surprise. Turns out their new home was sitting on top of the Marcellus Shale, and the surrounding area could be hydrofracked for natural gas. Gore says he was never politically active, but that quickly changed.
I started going regularly to the town board meetings. I sent out a mail petition to every registered voter in Niles.
A petition asking the board to ban hydrofracking. With more than 300 signatures in hand, Gore got the board to agree to a temporary moratorium while it considered an outright ban.
I'm hopeful next month the board will then vote on the ban and will, of course, vote for it.
While Mike Gore's actions may have been out of character for him, that sort of bottom-up activism is common in the anti-fracking movement across New York. Dozens of small groups have formed with names like Sustainable Otsego, Cayuga Anti-Fracking Alliance, Concerned Citizens of Ulysses. Often they were started by just a few people worried about the local impact of drilling. Many of these people did not start out as committed opponents, says journalist Tom Wilbur. Wilbur has covered the issue from the beginning and is the author of Under the Surface, Fracking, Fortunes, and the Fate of the Marcellus Shale.
The movement started in New York State at a town board level with people who had questions about shale gas development. They didn't have any particular ideology with it. Just a lot of questions, concerns, and skepticism.
As their skepticism grew, in part because of the inability of state officials to answer their questions, says Wilbur, they pressured Albany with tens of thousands of public comments. Wilbur says the movement is a big reason why there's still no fracking in New York.
I think that the political pressure on Cuomo is huge, and I think the political pressure comes in part from the grassroots pressure.
Recent polls show New York voters pretty evenly split on fracking, but many opponents feel they're winning the fight. More than 50 towns and cities have banned the practice, and about 100 have moratoriums of their own. Lawyer Helen Slotjay devised the legal strategy using home rule and zoning to ban fracking, which so far has survived court challenges. She says her phone keeps ringing, but now the questions are different.
Real shift from maybe we could do this, maybe we can't, to we can do this, we need to do this. Why hasn't our town done this yet?
The gas industry and its supporters say opponents have greatly exaggerated the risks of drilling. But Slotjay and other activists believe momentum is building for a statewide ban. Big national groups like the Sierra Club are now on board after first focusing on getting tougher regulations. Some celebrities have lent their star power to the cause. And, says Cornell University's Rich Stedman, who studies social issues related to the environment, the movement has turned an important corner.
One of the things that grassroots groups, and I think that they are doing quite effectively in terms of Marcellus Shale development, is finding a way to make it a larger issue. In other words, changing it from a not in my backyard, a NIMBY kind of issue.
They've turned to climate change and questioned the wisdom of investing heavily in more fossil fuel instead of renewable energy. That discussion is now squarely on the table, says Tom Wilbur. A little soul-searching, that's good for everyone.
We all enjoy the benefits of fossil fuel extraction as long as we don't have to look too closely where that comes from. But this idea of shale gas development in our backyards in New York State especially has forced us to take a hard look at that.
That alone may be a victory for fracking opponents, but their motto and their goal remain not one well. Governor Cuomo's decision on fracking could be announced at any time. For WRVO, I'm David Shenatry with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.